The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. Whatever stage your business is at, there's always time to imagine sustainable, positive change. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, to our nearest neighbours, it looks as if some businesses in the UK are cozying up to Nigel Farage and the Reform Party. Kevin Parry, the chairman of the UK's largest building society Nationwide, was seen publicly at a breakfast meeting with members of the right-wing party. Up to now, many businesses have remained wary of associating with them for fear of how it might impact their brand, but it looks like things are changing. Mark Paul, London correspondent with the Irish Times, very welcome to the programme. Kevin Parry, as chairman Nationwide, is seen as sort of the first significant UK business leader to be at a public event. I presume there's lots of communications and talks and discussions going on behind the scenes, though.
Yeah, I mean, look, as you know, Richard, you know, strings of political power and the strings of big business are often very, very intertwined. And Reform UK is a party that's on this kind of path to respectability, and businesses are looking at them now as potentially part of the next government. So to see Kevin Parry at a breakfast briefing and sitting beside Richard Tice, the deputy leader of the party, I mean, he's the first to break cover, I suppose. I mean, Nationwide is a big building society. I mean, you know, it's a business that everybody in Britain knows. I had a presence in Ireland actually for quite a while. You know, 10 or 15 years ago. So he's the first to break cover. But I mean, I was at the Reform UK conference recently enough, and there was other big businesses there, not quite in the same volume and not quite as open and out about it as at other party political conferences, but definitely they're sniffing around the edges of Reform UK now.
And it's interesting as well that it was somebody involved in banking, because if you look at Reform's economic policies, they talk about achieving in government £91 billion of savings, and one of those, £35 billion of it, they say, could come from stopping interest payments to banks on QE deposits that they have with the Bank of England. So in theory, if they got into power and if they implemented that, that would be a £35 billion hit to British banks. No wonder they might want to open up some communications and argue their case.
That's right, yeah. But you know, on the flip side, on the other side of the ledger, they have promised to generally cut regulation across the City of London and to unleash its power. And you know, I mean, look, a lot of Reform's economic policies are still being written. They're still infantile stage, and they're setting up think tanks to try and do that sort of stuff. But a lot of the businesses that are starting to put their heads above the parapet now are businesses in areas of heavy regulation. I mean, something that I really noticed at the conference and a lot of people commented on at Reform UK's conference at the NEC in Birmingham was that there was a Heathrow lounge there. Now, at every British political party conference that you go to, there's always a Heathrow lounge, and that's where people can meet sort of behind closed doors. They can meet front benchers and MPs and businesses can meet. And Heathrow, of course, is lobbying at the moment and needs support for a second runway, for another runway, a third runway, I think. So Heathrow being seen there is significant. Other businesses that we saw at the Reform UK conference included TikTok. TikTok sponsored a big party, effectively a big booze up at the Reform UK conference. It's a business that is heavily impacted by regulation. Airbnb also had a presence there. Airbnb is under pressure from politicians all over the world, and especially in Europe. Cryptocurrencies Japan Tobacco International was
so
there.
Generally, so generally, the party conference was a little bit more corporate. Are there signs of corporate donations going to the party? Are they significant?
A lot of the donations that come into the party are still from big, wealthy individuals. I mean, there are some businesses that have always been closely associated with Reform UK as donors. I mean, JCB is owned by a guy called Anthony Bamford, Lord Bamford, a member of the House of Lords. He's a billionaire who used to donate to the Tories. But in recent years, his JCBs have been on stage, literally on stage with Nigel Farage at big and glitzy Reform rallies and events. A lot of the sponsorship has come from people actually involved in the party itself. The party's treasurer is a guy called Nick Candy. He's the guy who was tasked with flying around the world and trying to raise money for the party. He's given £500,000 himself. Zia Yusuf, who is the son of Sri Lankan immigrants. He is the probably the most senior figure in the party after Farage. He's given nearly $500,000. Actually, one well-known donor to the party is a guy called Robert Chenguez, who is the property tycoon who helped to force Derek Quinlan into bankruptcy. He's also a donor to the party. So that's where a lot of the donors are at the moment.
Big, and also a little bit more sort of subtly than all of that, Reform has been setting up small think tanks as well, and that's something that business people would attend and be involved in.
That's right. I mean, the latest one is it claims independence from Reform UK, but it's run by a guy who until recently was the chief operating officer of the party. It's called a Centre for a Better Britain. And that's the one that I think you will see write a lot of the policies that may eventually be adopted by Reform and that businesses see as having some sort of credibility. And what they're really worried about, and what I hear their first paper is going to be about, is about the possibility of a sovereign debt crisis in Britain. And then we will really see what Reform's economic policies are, because at the moment it's promising everything to everybody.
And Mark, the numbers in relation to how likely they are to form the next government, the Telegraph is running with a poll this morning from Find Out Now saying that Reform is running at 36%, I think it is, compared to Labour and Conservatives at 16. That's very high compared to other polls, but they have been leading in the polls.
They have been. They've been up at close to a third, in or around 33, 34% in some polls. And 34% is what Keir Starmer won the landslide at the last election on. Now, you've got to take a couple of pinches of salt here. Number one is that Reform has dominated coverage over the summer when the other parties were asleep or on recess. And those parties are coming back for their conferences now, so the coverage will shift. The other thing as well is that we're still quite a way out from an election, 4 years, 3.5 years to 4 years. I think next May is the real big electoral test for Reform when there's elections in Wales and Scotland and local elections in England. And they're expected to do really, really well at those. And then I think if they do well at those, then I think you can really say the party might be on a path to power.
So Farage as Prime Minister is not so outlandish then?
Farage for Prime Minister is not outlandish at all. It's within Westminster. It's seen as just as likely as a Labour Prime Minister.
Just as likely. We'll have to leave it there. Mark Paul, London correspondent for the Irish Times. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.